Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, joining me now. From the lovely, lovely confines of somewhere deep in the heart of Detroit, Michigan. The director, his name is Rick Ector.
Hey, man, how in the heck are you doing today?
I'm good.
Hey, man, look, I don't mean to pick at you, man, but... The E, man. Don't make it so long. It's not Detroit. It's Detroit.
Yeah, but I'm from the South.
I know, man. It's one of those things, man. It's like one of those idiosyncratic kicks that people have, man. And people go, okay, like, you're not from here. But that's okay. Well, we love you, and we're trying to get you here, by the way.
As long as I don't refer to the swimming pool as the cement pond, we're good to go.
You know what? I hope your listeners are old enough to remember that TV show, man.
Probably.
I really hope that they are. I haven't had any look at your demographic data, man. I don't know. Maybe they are, man. Do you know the demographics on your listeners?
Most of them are, a lot of them are my demographic. You know, they're in our age group.
Oh, you got the old people show.
I don't know that I'd call it the old people. Do you feel old, Rick?
Man, every time I get up on my feet and walk to the mailbox, yes, I have aches and pains. And, oh, man, you know what? But it beats the alternative.
It does beat the alternative. But what about between your ears when you're thinking? Do you feel old when you think?
No. I feel as nimble and spry as I've ever been, but, man, when it comes to overcoming that inertia and getting off the stump and moving, I feel all of these years, man, I feel them all.
Well, I mean, right now, one of the things I've been trying to do is get the VA to let me in. Because I need some new knees. I mean, when I stand up, I don't. It's not so much that they hurt, but they sound like a rifle shot when I stand up. It's like pop, you know.
Is this like a medical diagnosis you've had, man? Where they say, "Hey, we need to fix these."
Well, I don't have any cartilage. My left knee looks like I have two kneecaps, and one is lower. One is in my shin where it should where there shouldn't be a bulge there. Let's just put it that way.
Man, I hope your health underwriters aren't like regular listeners to your show. They might want to adjust your premium.
What premium? They don't. They won't let me in. I mean, I was in the military. The whole VA thing.
Oh, that's right. You just go down to the VA and they just hook you up, right?
Yeah. Well, if they let me in the door, they'll hook me up. Yeah, no doubt about it. I want some new bionic knees.
I mean,
you
just walk right in there and you look on the shelf and you say, hey, that one looks about good. I have that one right there.
That's the right color. Put that one in me. Put that one in me.
But
we were just talking about this before we came on the air, and I mean, I think it's a fascinating thing to take into consideration because here recently, 10 days ago, we had the AT&T outage.
We had a thing yesterday. It wasn't AT&T. It was Meta. Facebook.
It was Meta. Yeah, it was everything happened. Meta, Instagram, Meta, threads. Yeah. But
and it was really interesting because I was on it and was unceremoniously booted off both of my accounts. I have two Facebook IDs, right? So I got booted off. So I said, okay. And then, and yo, the funny thing about it is, like, when I get booted off like that, the last thing I'm thinking is an outage because, you know, I'm a little political, especially when it comes to those things that go bang.
Yeah.
And sometimes I overstep the line because they keep, like, erasing it and redrawing it, you know. And I was like, okay, maybe I got suspended, right? And, man, I got to fooling around with my accounts, and I'm like, I'm having some issues here. And so it dawned on me that in my old age, I yet again forgot my online password.
Well, it booted you out, didn't it? Meta booted you out of everything.
Well, yeah, it booted me out of both of my Facebook accounts. You know, I had both of them up and running, and I thought I was, you know, a policy violation, but no. I once again, I discovered that I did not remember my password, man. And oh my God, I tell you, I hate passwords, man. I hate them.
Right.
I hate them with like a passion. Like, and then it's not like you can just come up with a password you can remember. Oh, no. We now have a password procedure, right? It has to be so many characters long, one uppercase, one lowercase, at least a number, and, oh, one of those special characters that you don't use very often, right? And they expect you to remember this stuff without writing it down. So, you know, obviously when I guess you're in my demographic, you're going to write it down, right? And then you have to then remember where you wrote it down at. So, oh man, look. I'm not ready for a chip in my forearm or in my head or anything. That's kind of crossing the line, but man, we have to we can do better with this whole password thing, man.
Well, you know, have you ever watched the original Mission Impossible? No, not Mission Impossible, Clear and Present Danger.
Yes, Too Bold.
Yeah.
There's
one scene in there where they've broken into some dude's computer and he's got a book of passwords and he keeps going in there and he finds his password and punches that in and erases that. And that's about what we need is a book of passwords.
There was a time that, you know what, it had gotten so bad that I had this little Windows program. It was like a little small mini program, and it only had one function in life, right? You would fire it up, and then you enter in a new entry, and it asks you for what site is it, and what your username and what your password was. And whenever you wanted to, like, recall a password, you just fire up this little program and it'll tell you what your login and your passwords were. And on my last computer crash, I never hunted this program back down and never got back into the flow of doing it. And yes, I hate that I had to, like, putz around and come up with a new yet another password, man. Oh, God, I hate them.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready for the chip yet, man. I'm not ready to be chipped. I'm not ready for it.
I just would like to have, and I think they've actually done it. They've actually put some chip in some guy's head to where he can now interface with a computer.
Yeah, man. I got too many religious hang-ups with that, man. You know, this whole sign of the beast thing. I'm not ready for that yet, man. Maybe. You know, I'm just over there on the, you know, on the ledge, the bleeding edge, but I'm not ready for something external to my genetic code to be the arbiter as to what site I can be on online.
Well, you know, I guess it really comes down to a couple of things. Like, I want fake knees. I want new knees, right? Now, that would be external, but I want new knees so that I can be dangerous. I want to be able to move and kneel and do some things when I'm shooting, you know? And having knees would do that. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector, the director. We've been talking about things.
We've been talking about knees, man. And right now, I've been thinking, is there like a knee thingy, do they have like a cache of knees somewhere, or are they artificial produced I don't know, in a mold, or are we taking them from cadavers? They're like, what's that whole thing like?
Oh, that's these are made out of steel or something. These are made out of these are metal.
Are they?
Yeah. These are metal. I mean, the way it looks, and I don't know. I haven't. I have two family members that have had knee replacement, and they basically, they basically cut your leg off below your knee, and take that joint out, saw that off, and then stick the new joint in there, and get that planted in there, and then the smart people walk out of there that day.
Wait. What does how smart you are have to do with whether you can walk out?
Okay, so now you have been through a stroke as a medical emergency.
Yeah, I have.
I've had two heart attacks. Now the first one, they did this.
We're like two kids on the schoolyard. Yeah. Schoolyard bragging to each other how tough we are.
Well, I don't know how tough we are. Now, this is the thing. Like with the first one, I had a myocardial infarction, which is a classic heart attack where you have the pain in the arm and the pain in the neck. And mine was really minor. So they did the scope, ran the scope up into the femoral artery up into my heart and looked at it and said, oh, no damage at all. And then when they pull that out, of course, they're like, we're going to put a little pinpoint pressure on here to stop the bleeding, which woke me up out of my slumber altogether, because it was like somebody was taking had narrowed down a ball bat to a really narrow point, and they were pushing it with about 300 pounds of pressure. And they told me, if you can walk, you can leave here today. And I said, give me some pants.
Okay.
Then when I had open heart surgery, and they took me from the ICU into cardio telemetry, they were like, you are allowed to walk now. I said, well, stand me up. Because,
you know what? As I'm listening to you,
yeah,
and I'm hearing all of this medical jargon and terminology and body parts, man.
Yeah.
I guess that's the path forward, man. When we start falling apart, we start becoming experts in anatomy because we're replacing our
just in the ones that go bad. just for the ones that go. This with the ones that go south on me. There, I'm the other things I don't claim to know, and I don't profess to know, and quite honestly, I don't know. But the heart part of it, I've gotten to know a little intimately, more so than I really would like to have been.
So yeah, I'm still looking for a solution, man, that doesn't involve me mutilating my body with the mark of the beast.
Well, go get a Moleskine notebook. Do you have Barnes and Noble bookstores up there?
They used to, man, but they went out of. We probably still have those chain bookstores. They just don't have them in urban America, at least in Detroit, man. You got to go out to the burbs to buy a book. But you know what? The whole book buying thing is so segmented that, I mean, you know, we just don't have, like, simple categories anymore. There's a category for everything, and you can't keep a book on everything at the bookstore. And so you get like the general interest books that are in ample supply that, you know, I don't find interesting.
Well, but I mean, somebody named Moleskine, they make this line of notebooks, big as you want or small as you want. And you could have you a password notebook and just lay it down and write on it with a Sharpie, Rick's passwords. and then just put all your passwords in there, you know.
You know what? That's what I need to do. Instead of going small with these little scraps of paper, I need like the stereotype when the restroom key at the gas station on the lonely highway.
Right.
They got this big giant 2x4 piece of wood with a key hanging on a chain. Yeah, that's what I need.
Cinder block.
I need a cinder block. I need my password on something like that. So whenever I need to find it, it's like I can just trip over it. Yeah, that's right. What I need.
Yep.
I need that. So anyway, man.
Anyway.
So, you know, here we are again, man. And I got an event that's actually come.
I started doing something you would approve of.
What you got?
So, as you know, over the course of time, because Rick and I have spoken many times over the years, many times.
Countless.
He's been my guest many times. It's been quite the fun ride, and it continues to be the fun ride. As you know, I have changed carry guns over the course of years like you probably have changed socks.
Yeah, but
I have been carrying the same gun now since, and I know this is a, I know this is going to sound stupid for me to be bragging about this. This is like being a new sober guy after I've been a drunk all of my life. I've been carrying the same carry gun now since October.
You know, see, that's interesting. See, I've always fancied you as a guy on the bleeding edge of everything that's new and shiny that goes bang. You carry and test and shoot a wide variety of pistols and rifles and shotguns and anything else that goes bang.
Right.
And you've been saddled with one firearm since October, you said?
Well, I haven't been saddled with it. What I decided was that with all of these new cutting-edge guns that I had, with the way the world is going today, right, with the way the world is going today, you know, we got what? We got 113,000 military-age Chinese here. We just found out we've been dropping all 320,000 people from in the airports, right?
Yeah.
And plus, we have an election year coming up that everybody says could get sort of violent. So with that in mind, the idea of me carrying around a $3,000 gun and then shooting somebody with it and somebody taking it and putting it in a police locker, it did not appeal to me.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
So what I did was I got two stock Glocks and I set them up the same way. Same trigger, same optic. And
okay.
So now, look, if I use
Glock
one,
is a fine fire. It's a fine fire. You will never go wrong with a Glock. I mean, you know what? It's America's gun. Dare I say it? It's like the default personal protection handgun.
Right.
You know, some people complain about them being blocky and not stylistic, but let me tell you, they're dependable, reliable. They go bang, and you know what? You can do far worse, man. You can do far worse.
But now, if it gets taken, right? If it gets taken, if I use it and it gets taken in the police lockup, instead of me having a $3,000 gun getting scratched with a nail with some cop's initials on it, I'll have this gun. Which, you know, that won't upset me nearly as badly as if I had a $3,000-$5,000 gun in there, and I get it back, and I've got a new engraving on the side of it. Oh, isn't that lovely? I didn't have that.
Oh, if it costs $5,000, you fight like the dickens to like keep them from taking it.
Yeah,
man,
hang on.
Is that a term you haven't heard in a while?
Hang on, just a second. We'll be right back. Talking to Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The inclusion of Sweden and Finland marks the most significant expansion of the alliance in decades. President Biden announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict has been mounting on Biden. XL Energy, the utility serving the Texas Panhandle, is investigating whether their equipment could be responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding the fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As it is, when Rick and I start talking, I completely lose track of time. See, Rick don't have to take track of time.
No, I am not the timekeeper. Yeah. That is your job.
And
man.
When I fail...
I'm like the engine that could, and you're like with the stopwatch, and, you know, my job is to distract you.
Yeah.
And if we don't go to break on time, I succeeded. So I got 2 points on you today.
You do.
I'm leading you 2-0 right now.
You do. And, you know, but that just, you know... If everybody's going, wow, this boy is a semi-professional, you're absolutely right. Because when I get in here with Rick, I sort of just forget certain rules like a clock. So what was the term you were asking me if I was unfamiliar with the term? What was it?
Man, look, that was a whole commercial.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Look, I'm not as young as I used to be, Bill. Look, when you start talking to me about certain things, about Glocks and... Glocks and what you're going to carry for personal protection and why, man, who knows where that conversation is going to go. What I'm going to tell you right now in this very moment while I still remember is what's on my mind with Director Ector. What is
that,
Director Ector talking about today, man? And let me tell you, I do a variety of things from time to time, and there's this one thing that I did a long time ago and I kind of got away from it, man. It was my self-defense survivor stories, man. It was like an ongoing series, but it wasn't an online series. I actually try to make a big local production out of it locally, man. And if you know anything about my hometown, you know that we have our fair share of crime here. And,
right.
accordingly, we have our fair share of violent crime and our fair share of victims. And every so often, man, every so often, a victim has a gun and they use it in self-defense. So what I've been doing over a long period of time is trying to ferret out some people who were actually involved in these incidents, man. And over the years, I've been doing a fairly decent job of finding these people, man. Now, you can imagine if you've been involved in a shooting, you probably don't want too much publicity, right?
Right.
Like, you had to shoot a guy to defend yourself or someone you love. Why would you not be really big on publicity and letting people know who you are?
Well, you know, his family members might not be too happy with that particular incident. I've seen some family members say some outrageous things after their loved one gets out there and commits a crime, so.
Yeah, like things like he didn't have to shoot my son or didn't have to shoot my daughter or, you know, yeah, he may have been doing an armed robbery, but it wasn't like he's a bad guy.
Right.
I mean, he was a beautiful kid and he was on the honor roll. And, you know, life just dealt him a bad hand, but he was on his way back. And you interrupted the resurrection of his character.
I've heard people say, so he had to go get that. How else was he supposed to get his money? And so what? He wasn't going to shoot him in the head when he had that gun pointed at the head.
Right. You know, like just because, you know, he was robbing you, that doesn't mean that you had to shoot him. How did you know he was going to shoot you?
Mm-hmm.
They ask you all of these sort of weird questions, right? And it's this thing I've conditioned myself, and I hope everyone listening to me is conditioned likewise. If someone is so emboldened to produce a gun, a firearm, and use it in a crime against you in such that you feel that your life is in danger, you should do everything you can to shoot that person.
Right.
Right? That's just one of those, like, ticks I have, man. So I've managed to go through and find two more people, man, and I'm always blessed when I can find them and I can actually convince them to be a part of this program. Because, man, what the program does, I actually invite them out to a venue to speak, and this venue that we're going to use to speak, it's actually a church, man. Why in the world would a gun guy teach a class in a church?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you, and I'm not being rhetorical.
Well,
yeah, me.
You know,
why am I using the church?
People that go to church are very upstanding people.
Typically.
Yeah. So you probably have some serious students there that wanted to partake in your class and everything else. I think that's an excellent place to teach a self-defense class.
Well, I mean, that's one of the added self-benefits is that if there's any members in his congregation that happen to come on church on Saturday to watch the two-hour program as opposed to just coming in on Sunday and Bible study and all the other events that they have, you know, it gives me one more reason to be there. And plus, it's not a bad thing to be in church. And when people hear that I'm doing a thing in church, like, oh, my God, how can you have guns or be talking about guns in church? Well, you know, guns in Michigan, anyway, is a state where you can have guns in church if you have the blessing of the presiding official. And this pastor, Pastor Buddy, he is actually a student of mine, and I've trained a number of members of this congregation to get their carry permits. And one of the things that I know he's worried about, we've had a sideline conversation, is that he's looking to train his staff formally, you know, not only in gun handling and getting their carry permits, but actually assign some responsibilities and roles with their, you know, their routine of when they have events such as service there, so how they can best protect themselves. So, yeah, church is starting to become more dangerous for the bad guys, and I say great, and I say excellent. So I've identified these two speakers, and they're going to come in, man, and they're going to tell their harrowing tale of their life being threatened and what actually happened and transpired. And I've asked both people to spare no details, right? So assume you're in this church. You're in Pastor Buddy's church, right? And you're sitting on the pew, and you hear the build-up as I'm going to introduce these two speakers with their separate stories. What items of interest in these stories would serve as markers or serve as must-tell info and minutia of the story? What is it that you definitely, absolutely want to get out of the story?
I'd like to know how it is that they got targeted for a crime. Where were they? When did this happen? Were they in their car? Were they in their house? Were they at a store? I'd like to know that just because, criminals are they're not too discerning where they will attack you nowadays.
Man, I believe that if there's somewhere where they can announce their intentions, effect them, get it done and over with without too much fuss, fine. And, I don't even think that there's a stigma from doing crimes out in the open in the public, because there seems to be a lack of willingness of complete strangers to be so-called good Samaritans and come to the aid of their fellow man. Let me ask you, if you saw something go down, man, and someone was about to be hurt or harmed, what's your take on being the good Samaritan or getting involved? Are you I'll take pictures and write a report?
No.
Or if you see it go down, you're going to whip out your gun and do your best to help out. What's your take?
I'm going to tell you a story that just happened here that I missed by about 3-4 days. But I don't have time to do it now because you got to tell everybody real quick how to find you, because we haven't done that yet.
Aha, yes. You win this leg.
Yeah.
Yes. Rick Ector, Director Ector. I can be found at Legally Armed in Detroit. My handle is Detroit CCW on most popular social media sites, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and on IMDb with Mr. Bill Frady.
You heard it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rick Ector. He just asked me a question, so now I got to tell him a story. So recently,
I love stories.
Recently, I just got back into vinyl records, right? And I've always liked
vinyl.
Vinyl records, yeah. It, you know, the old record, the albums, you know, the stuff we used to buy back in the 70s and the 80s before we came out with, what was it, 8-tracks and then cassettes and then CDs and albums. So,
man, you're really dating yourself, but you know, that's okay.
Well, who cares? I know about the Beverly Hillbillies too. I don't care. I love the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's right.
Anyway,
that's right.
Anyway, so there's this one place here in town called Second and Charles, which is a used bookstore. They also have used albums, and they have record players and turntables for sale there. So I went there on a Sunday and bought a record player that didn't work out. Took it back the following Saturday and exchanged it. The following,
wait. You actually bought a record player without powering it up and turning the button and getting it started before you took it home?
Yeah. Though that wasn't available to me to try that. So I mean, you know, it's a bunch of kids that work there. They're sort of snowflakey, so they don't have anything. The idea of demoing something, you know, that's a new thing for them. But anyway.
Oh. Okay.
I took it and I exchanged it for a legitimate turntable on a Saturday. The following Tuesday, a very troubled young man went in there with an 80-inch piece of glass and stabbed three people.
Wow.
So if I had been in there, and this is the thing, they ended up taking this kid alive, even though they tased him and that didn't work, and even though he tried to stab the cops. And I actually discussed the incident with the sheriff here in this county, and some of his guys had responded, and I was like, that was incredible restraint there, dude. That was crazy good restraint, because as I pointed out many times, in that event, if I had been in that Second and Charles and I see that happening, I don't have nearly as many constraints as law does, because we have Castle Doctrine here in South Carolina.
Right.
Castle Doctrine states that wherever I can be legally, if I'm not committing a crime, I can have a gun. And I do not have to run away, and I don't have to do anything. I can stand my ground if I want to. And if he's stabbing innocent people, I don't have to sit back there and go, it's none of my business. And I could, Because I'm not.
You
also,
could.
I'm not obligated to do something about that, but I probably would have. I probably would have perforated that young man a few times if I'd been in that place. The idea of a bunch of non-combatants, Rick, the people that don't know, and this is not just a part, you know, that kind of violence and that kind of thing is not a part of their life, that they're just ignorant of it, and it just irritates me to think that people's lives get taken, that just it's just such a shock to their system. I know it happens all the time. I know it's incumbent on them to be prepared for this kind of stuff, but they're not, and, you know. When I see that kind of stuff, I don't care if they're male, female, black, white, plaid. I don't care. If somebody is getting hurt, I probably would step in on that one.
You know, the other end of that spectrum is the people that'll pull out their recording devices, their cell phones, and start live streaming it over the internet on Facebook or something, you know. And it's like, wow, there's a line there. There's the line of getting actively involved. And then there's broadcasting it live over the internet over social media in real time. Like, wow. Like, there's a wide variety of options that we can select from in terms of our level of involvement, man. And I don't know. For myself, I will get involved, but, man. It would have to be something egregious where, you know, I just could not live with myself if I did.
Well, somebody's trying to stab a bunch of people, would that be egregious enough for you?
Yeah, that would be. You know, I'm just looking at, you save people and you save some folks, but man, it's going to be a really bad day for you, the hero, right? The reluctant good guy in the aftermath. I mean, if you have, like, plans, things to do, places to be, people to see, you know, whole formality of now, documenting.
Now, if I didn't want that to happen, though, Rick, I wouldn't carry a gun. It isn't that I want it to happen, but I understand that that's one of the things that might happen if I do that. So
yeah.
That's just a part, you know, that's like the little itty-bitty screwdriver in the toolbox. I'm just sitting there thinking, well, this is just taking my whole day and changed it all around from what I was planning. I'm not going to be having coffee right now anytime soon.
So if you were here local with me, like in the Metro Detroit area,
right,
you could actually be a live participant in the Lethal Force aftermath. Survivor Stories 3. This is the third iteration of this program.
Right.
And I'm very thankful that I've been able to track down these two individuals who are willing to bare their soul in public and explain the scenario, the situation that presented themselves, all the way down to the gun they had, how many times they shot, where they shot them, how they felt, the feelings, the emotions, the aftermath. Did they get arrested? Did they get charged? And here's the big question. At the end of the presentation, what is the burning question you think that I'm going to ask each of them?
I don't know. You might ask them, would you do it again?
Exactly. That is what I want to know. If in the aftermath of having stuck your neck out legally to protect someone, and possibly yourself and others, and what you had to go through in the aftermath, would you do it again?
Yeah.
Because I know a guy who actually shot two guys in a self-defense incident protecting a female coworker, and he told me if he had to do it over again, he wouldn't, because of all the stuff that he had to go through in the aftermath. But see, the prosecutor was trying to send him away for a long time, and he got, like, the worst-case scenario that you can imagine, you know.
Well, you know,
a public servant actually trying to lock you up with the whole public trial and felonies and all that other stuff hanging in the balance.
See, I would think that would be something that if you're going to carry a gun, you better know what you got that you might be facing wherever it is you're carrying a gun, right? And if you're going to do that, then that should be part of you making your decision. And if that is, if you're carrying a gun to defend yourself, if you have to defend somebody else and there's a chance that this is going to happen, you need to really seriously think about that part, because you're not obligated to defend anybody.
You're not, yeah.
So,
you're not.
I mean, that's, and sadly, that's just part of the considerations. But, I have no doubt in my former military mind that if I had to step up to it, I would be able to do it. I'd be able to do it, and I wouldn't. It's not going to affect me the way it would most.
I get it, man. I get it. Look, I don't want to sound like I don't care about my fellow man, but look, I got things to do, man. Oh, goodness.
Well, it isn't.
Job number one is keeping myself fed and housed.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I mean,
that's kind of hard to do.
This is not about my fellow man, but like if you and I are out and somebody attacks you and you are bothering nobody.
That's different.
But
you and I are buds, man. I love you.
Okay, but what if we didn't know each other? You're just sitting there reading your book,
drinking a cup of coffee.
You like to go to the coffee shop. You're sitting there, you're reading your book, you're drinking a cup of coffee, and somebody comes up and messes with you. I'm not going to let innocent life like that just get snuffed out in front of me, because you weren't bothering nobody.
Okay, so let me take a ridiculous extreme. Let's say
you got 35 seconds. 35 seconds. Go. Take the ridiculous.
What if somebody was bullying somebody? Would you shut down a bully, or you say, "Hey, look, I'm only dealing with the lethal force"?
At that point, I think that's sort of a gray area, isn't it?
Well, I'm asking, man.
Well,
where do we draw the line? Where's the line?
I can only use lethal force in the event of imminent bodily harm or death.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if bullying counts.
What if a guy's smacking his woman around?
Well, that's okay. Now you've got disparity of force playing in there, and he might hurt her. So I might say, do it again. Go ahead. Do it again. Anyway, we're running out of time. Tell everybody how to find you.
Hey, man, it's been great as always. Director Ector on Bill Brady's Lock and Load. I'm here every week. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. The handle is Detroit CCW. And he and I both are here on Lock and Load every week. Glad to be here, man.
Yes, sir. As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.